This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've been keeping up on the political headlines, you know the disarray among House Republicans has the odds of a government shutdown come the end of the month and thus the end of the fiscal year. Those odds are rising by the day. It would be the fourth government shutdown in a decade, and like the others that came before it, it would disrupt the lives of hundreds of thousands of federal workers. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, that is not making things easy for this country's biggest employer or its biggest workforce.
Even the threat of government shutdowns makes government jobs a lot less appealing, says Max Steyer, who runs the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service.
Because anybody who is thinking about public service and has to consider the risk that Congress doesn't do its job and they're either furloughed or told they must work even though their paycheck's not coming.
Research from the data firm Qualtrics found less than half of recent graduates are even considering working in government.
Shutdown is very bad branding, particularly for students and recent graduates.
Sydney Heimbrock is Qualtrics' chief industry advisor for government. She says shutdowns also make it hard to retain current federal workers.
They're getting tired of being lambasted in political discourse. They're getting tired of being sent home with no pay on an annual basis. And you just can't treat people like that and expect them to have a sense of passion and loyalty to you as an employer.
Federal workers have been paid after past shutdowns, albeit late, but there's no guarantee they'll get back pay for any future shutdown. Vicki Wilkins, who teaches public policy and human resources at American University, says while federal workers seem to have ridden out the shutdown dramas of the recent past,
that may change. That really might change if we continue to have these every few years. And it just does prove to be too much upheaval in their careers and their lives.
Especially given this job market, where plenty of other employers are ready to poach skilled workers for jobs that aren't subject to the whims of some members of Congress. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.